Nida Collazo Lorenz art installation, and Exercise in Numbness and Other Tales is on display at the Richmond Center for the Visual Arts. WMUK's Lorraine Caron reports.
The Richmond Center's Albertine Monroe Brown Gallery is two stories high. It's airy, with lots of windows, and you can see the art from several vantage points, which is one of the first things that excited and inspired Puerto Rican artist Nida Collazo Lorenz. That and the sheer size of the gallery, which allows for four distinct areas in her exhibition, including a small room or tunnel that has both audio and visual art.
So it is part of the outer installation, but it becomes a tunnel or underground, underwater space because of the visuals that we're seeing, which are very watery or out of focus, bluish type of imagery. And then the sound of water, but somewhat muted, a lot of bass. And of course, it relates to the installation outside, because we're standing right now in sort of a large map of some sort, with a lot of placards with text, information, drawing, photographs. But as you start reading, you notice that it deals with air travel, underwater travel. You keep reading and then you relate. If you start on the one side, you start reading about the Bermuda Triangle. If you start on the other side of the installation, it talks about the Great Lakes Triangle. You know, in my mind, the tunnel or this room in between, in the middle of the installation, it's this tunnel that I created that starts deep underseeing the Caribbean and connects to Lake Michigan.
The large map she refers to takes up most of the exhibition space, extending to the ceiling on three sides. It includes curved lines made out of reflective tape on the walls, tiny objects sitting on small metal shelves, pictures, and short bits of text. The artist says she designed it to be absorbed by the observer a little at a time.
As you keep navigating, it goes into different subjects that are related to navigation. I'm ultimately interested in how we navigate in our minds, right?
Right.
How we do that navigation. It's fascinating because it's not only what we're reading or what we're hearing often at the same time. Mm-hmm. It's what we're simultaneously thinking. It's what we might be smelling. It's what we might be touching, and so all the senses are involved.
Collazo Lorenz tries to put herself in the shoes of the exhibition viewer. She says she loves watching people when they are in front of or right in the midst of her art.
It's seeing people react to it and seeing them navigate it. Because, of course, there are several ways in which you can do so.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a bit labyrinthial because of the two entrances to the tunnel,
right.
But then this other space around the room. So I'm intrigued once I see people coming in and pointing at things or, sometimes I see them smiling. I did not know this, or,
yeah.
Oh, my God, is this true? You know,
yeah.
And sort of having that toggle between what am I seeing and what I should believe and what even what memory may that trigger.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
yeah.
I'm going for.
An Exercise in Numbness and Other Tales, art by Nida Collazo Lorenz, stays on display at the Richmond Center for the Visual Arts at WMU through October 5th. For WMUK, I'm Lorraine Caron.